Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Indeed,
alleluia. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church and a very blessed Easter to each one that's gathered here in our sanctuary, a full house this morning. We also want to welcome those that are tuning in with our live stream for Easter worship. We pray that the service is a blessing to you. It took a lot of courage for you to be here today. It took courage to find that parking space out there and beat that person. And it's going to take courage to grab that egg salad sandwich before that next person behind you. And it might have taken courage to grab that seat here this morning. It took courage for Mary Magdalene to go to the tomb of Jesus, where he had been, where he had died, and where his body was buried, because people were looking to see who was connected to Jesus so perhaps they could arrest them. Mary went early on that morning and went to the tomb with courage. What we're going to discover today is that she left with abundant joy, abundant love, abundant peace. And we pray as you come here this morning, as you've come with courage to come here this morning to hear what we have to share, to hear what we have to sing, we pray that you leave with abundant joy, abundant love, abundant peace, and the promise of eternal life, because that's what Easter means for all of us. Just a couple announcements before we begin our worship service. The first thing that I'll share is, actually, I'm going to have Dave share first, and then I'll give a few more items to share about our service today. Dave's got a quick announcement.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We are a resurrection people. We live in a community of love with other resurrection people at Peace and other churches. Community, what a powerful word for us. Starting next Sunday at Adult Bible Study, we are going to open the book of James to understand how James provides wisdom and guidance for living out our lives together in a community as a resurrection people. If you have never participated in our adult Bible study before, I urge you to join us. Together we will learn what James tells us. Please come. It starts at 9 a.m. next Sunday.
All right, awesome. We wanted to share that because we want the Easter joy of today to carry on to next week. So plan to come for adult Bible study. Thank you, Dave, for sharing that. Back to our service for today. This is a communion service, and we're thankful that, yes, the tomb was empty, but communion means, yes, Jesus is here with us, presenting himself so that we can know that he's a living Savior. Communion can be received in a couple of ways. First off, by taking one of the packages in the back cabinet. If you desire to stay in your pew during Holy Communion, just take communion that way. I will guide you through that. That will commune you first. If you desire to come forward, and we're going to have a continuous line, just wait for the ushers to guide you forward. They've got a very detailed plan, and we'll execute that. Just wait for the usher to guide you forward. You can receive communion with the individual cup or the common cup, and as you exit out the north wall of the church, you'll come around this way. The ushers will guide you the whole way. There's a basket there to place your individual cup, and then you can go back, follow the ushers. They'll guide you all the way back to your pew. They've got a detailed plan. Thank you, ushers. And then lastly, for those children that are setting up the Easter egg hunt after service, we want you to come first so that you can commune. Then you can go out and place the Easter eggs. Important detail. And then finally, after the church service, we have that Easter egg hunt. And we also have, of course, a time for fellowship and grabbing those egg salad sandwiches before anybody else gets in there. But please share, don't take them all. And enjoy the fellowship, the joy that we share together that Jesus lives. Okay, I think that does it for our announcements. We're going to start in a special way with a procession of our choir. Notice that there are parts in the verses 1, 2, and 4 in which the congregation and choir are singing together. Verse 3 is going to be sung by our choir only, and after we're done, we'll go ahead and be seated for a choral anthem. God's blessings on your Easter worship today. I invite you to rise as you are able for our opening hymn.